I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 89 degrees. KSL's top story.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
911 coronavirus cases. It's the highest single day total in Utah since the beginning. Governor Herbert says it is a bad news day, but it's not the end of the world.
This is a matter of, hey, we've got a red flag warning. We take it seriously. And we're going to find a pathway forward that we can all unite and focus on.
911 cases. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage. Paul?
Well, Jeff, yes, it is definitely the highest one-day jump in new COVID-19 cases in Utah. State officials are calling it a terrible news. Doctors are seeing the biggest spike in people ages 15 through 24, and Utah County is seeing a massive amount of new cases. Governor Gary Herbert says this is a lagging tally, so the numbers could get even worse relatively soon.
Our hospitalization rates have stayed pretty constant, but the worry now is what's going to happen the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Governor Herbert says he's alarmed to see people in Utah County hosting large get-togethers without masks, almost in defiance of public health recommendations. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Well, Governor Herbert had questions, but he has no answers. He stopped short of issuing a mask mandate or rolling back restrictions. Utah Higher Education Commissioner David Wolstenholme says colleges might need to take more drastic action if things don't change.
But if the numbers keep going like they have in the last couple of days, I wouldn't be surprised if we're 100% online in the near future.
One city in Utah County says they won't issue a mask mandate even as cases rise. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Orem Mayor Richard Brunst feels with all the mask requirements around town, it's like having a mandate.
All of our retail and restaurants require the wearing of masks. Our university requires that. Our hospitals require that. We have 2 hospitals in Orem. Our schools require the wearing of masks, and we feel that's probably one of the best ways to actually enforce the wearing of masks.
And enforcement's the other issue. Brunst feels it would be too tough for a police force of 120 to enforce a mandate in a city of 100,000, a concern shared by police in Provo, which has one. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Mayor Brunst says most people in town wear their masks voluntarily anyway. Job growth is slowing, and that has renewed the push for coronavirus relief funding. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Republicans today increasing pressure on their Democratic counterparts to approve the stimulus bill. GOP Senator John Kennedy not holding back when talking to reporters this afternoon.
Speaker Pelosi's bill that she continues to push, all she's doing is grooming a corpse. It's not going to pass in the Senate.
Kennedy says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's push to bail out California, New York, and other states is preventing a deal on stimulus relief. Meantime, Democrats are criticizing the president's campaign event in Wisconsin tonight. There's been a significant increase in COVID cases in the past 2 weeks. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president has failed to meet the moment.
He denied there was a shortage. He downplayed there was a need. He deflected blame. He even blamed President Obama.
Meantime, the U.S. is approaching 200,000 coronavirus-related deaths. President Trump is announcing the formation of a new commission to create school programming that teaches students to celebrate American history.
By viewing every issue through the lens of race, they want to impose a new segregation, and we must not allow that to happen.
The president condemning the New York Times 1619 project, which focuses on how black people have been treated in America dating back to the arrival of the first slave ship. And breaking news on KSL News Radio, a judge has just issued a nationwide injunction against the controversial U.S. Postal Service changes that have delayed mail delivery across the country. Now, the judge saying that the changes amount to a politically motivated attack on the efficiency of the Postal Service. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 304. Utah is taking steps to protect its election. Todd Fuchs is here to tell you how.
Jeff, the Salt Lake office of the FBI is talking about how they investigate federal election crime. FBI Supervisory Special Agent Drew Scown says they see attempts to suppress voting through social media.
This is things like posts giving the incorrect date or times or places for folks to vote, or posts telling voters they could vote by text or by email.
And that is not true. You cannot vote by text or email. And don't believe any post that tries to tell you the election has been moved. The FBI says a lot of the social media activity is coming from other countries that are trying to hurt America. Texas's governor says there's going to be no mail-in voting there, but he has widened the window of how long Texans have to vote.
What I did do to ensure the safety of people during the election process is to ensure there would be an additional week for people to be able to vote early so that they would not be required to go into crowded settings when they go about the process of voting early.
This decision comes from Governor Greg Abbott just a week after judges ruled Texas can keep its strict requirements for voting by mail. KSL News Time 305.
And a quick check on traffic. Ricky Meese, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Our drive home this afternoon begins with delays. Northbound on I-15 starting just before 90th South all the way to the South Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. You know, if those cardboard cutouts at Major League Baseball games could talk, you know what they'd say? Well, you'll find out in just a moment.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me.
A deeper dive on Washington politics. The birth rate on the decline in the United States. There is bipartisan support for a child allowance. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry. Weekdays 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.